1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay, the number after 19?
20.
The number after 26?
27.
The number after 29?
30.
The number after 99?
100.
The number after 999?
1,000.
And 10 times 100,000 is?
I suppose it's a million.
Okay, so you're good at math. Now we've done the cardinal numbers, we need to do the ordinal numbers. If you win a competition, they say you come in what place?
First.
Okay, I need you to do the corresponding number from 1 to 12 in that way of speaking.
Okay. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th. Then 12th.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. And now I need you to tell me the names of some local towns and counties, if you would.
Local towns. How many do you want?
Oh, let's say about 7 or 8.
Newcastle, Osage, Moorcroft, Hewlett, Sundance, Gillette. Is that enough?
One more.
Buffalo.
And if you want to throw in maybe 3 more for good measure, that'd be great.
Sheridan, Sturgis, and Spearfish.
Okay, great. And now counties, what's the name of this county?
Weston.
And maybe you could go maybe 5 or 6 more.
It's joined by Crook and Campbell, Niobrara, Natrona, Johnson, Sheridan, Washakie.
That's how you pronounce it. See, that's the important thing, because natives know how to pronounce counties. See, I would always say Washakie. Mm-hmm. See, so that's how we determine things like that. We've been through the Rocky Mountain states. Maybe you could name some cities in those states that come to mind.
San Diego, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Portland, Seattle, Vancouver. Is that enough up the coast?
That's very good. How about here in the Mountain West?
Well, we have Denver and Salt Lake City and Helena and Great Falls, Billings.
Okay, that's good. How about that city in Idaho, the capital?
Boise?
Uh-huh. Very good. Easterners would say Boise, so congratulations, you say it like I do.
Well, thank you. You're making me feel pretty good.
Okay, here's a little, we get a little difficult geography. The state that the Mississippi drains out of, the state that's just east of Texas?
Louisiana.
Okay, and its capital is?
Baton Rouge.
Okay, and the biggest city there where the Saints play, for example? Not old, but new.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Okay. And that state that St. Louis is in?
Missouri.
Okay, and the biggest city in Illinois?
Chicago.
All right, and where the Reds play baseball?
Cincinnati.
Okay, and the opposite of evening is?
Morning.
Good. Okay. It's interesting, you pronounce New Orleans different than they do.
Well, I don't know how.
All right. And let's see. If two men or two people are walking, they're walking in what direction?
Opposite.
In reference to each other.
Opposite.
That's the bingo word over there.
Toward.
There we go. Mm-hmm. I should have been more specific with that. Okay. And this direction is up. This direction is what?
Up.
Oh, see, and this direction is?
Down.
Oh, we've got a rush and I'm losing it. How would you use that in reference to traveling? For example, if you were going to the Canadian border, would you use that term?
I'd go up to the Canadian border. Is that what you mean?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Would you, and if you're going to Denver, what would you say?
I don't know if we don't say go down to Denver, or just say go.